Kids may not like bedtime, but it's important for their development. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Karen Bonick, professor in the Department of Family and Social Medicine at the Albert Einstein College of Medicine, explores the benefits of sleep for children.
When it comes to sleep in children, less means more, as in more risk for poor grades, more problems with behavior, and a greater likelihood of unhealthy sleep habits into adulthood. Between 20 and 50% of children aged 3 to 5 years don't get enough sleep, have sleep disordered breathing from snoring or apnea, or have a behavioral sleep problem, like getting up throughout the night. The results of poor sleep can mimic the symptoms of attention deficit hyperactivity disorder and cause problems at home, in the classroom, or on the playground. When children have healthy sleep, they behave and learn better. We're studying ways to promote healthy sleep for preschoolers and to test whether a special curriculum affects children's sleep habits. Together with the nonprofit group Sweet Dreams and collaborators at UCLA and the University of Michigan, we're conducting a study in 23 Head Start preschool centers across New York State. We develop posters and videos about healthy sleep to educate teachers and parents, and some students in our study receive classroom lessons on good sleep practices. They learned about relaxing before bedtime, eating a healthy snack, going to bed by 8 p.m. and brushing their teeth to prepare for a good night's rest. To help them learn, they practice these routines with teddy bears. We're collecting sleep logs and questionnaires from the children's parents to see if these efforts led to more sleep for the hundreds of children enrolled in the study. We'll also measure parents' knowledge and attitudes about healthy sleep. If our results are positive, we plan to advocate for adding sleep health literacy into policies that govern early childhood education. Adding useful information about sleep into preschool classes could help improve the lives and development of millions of children.
That was Karen Bonick of the Albert Einstein College of Medicine. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.